Welcome back to another episode of the Barca Breakdown YouTube channel. My name is Yusuf, and I'm here with my co-host Adam. Take it away.
Hey guys. Yes, thank you, Yus. Well, we're coming here with the Ricky Pooch video, guys, because we know he is a fan favorite, but also can be quite a controversial player, right? In our last video, we talked a little bit about whether or not Ricky Pooch was the right fit to put into the Atletico game, that 0-0 draw. And, you know, we got some comments telling us that Ricky Pooch is, you know, a La Masia talent, which is undeniable, and that he has a profile that we need, which I think, you know, he has some extreme positives we'll go over in this video to talk about. But just to clarify, our point was mainly that in that moment, in a season in which Ricky Pooch hasn't played a tremendous amount, in the biggest game of our season, right, because a win against Atletico would have really helped us out, although, you know, hint, hint, we're making this video after the game against Levante, so turned out it wouldn't have been for nothing. But in such a big game, was it right for Ricky Pooch to come in? Yus and I didn't think so. You know, even though he offers, you know, some great positives at that moment with such little play, didn't make sense, right, Yus? So why don't we take it way back? Because everyone remembers that game against Atletico last season when Ricky Pooch really made a statement. You know, his eyes were up the whole time. He was making forward passes. He has a real spark plug energy about him that I think people like, in that he was always running to try and get the ball back and, you know, seemed to play really well with, you know, a lot of players on the team and really distributed the ball forward in a way that we don't get from our midfield and we haven't gotten from our midfield in the past few years, right? So, you know, after that Atletico game, there was a lot of hype about Ricky Pooch and about what he could bring to the Barca team this season. And then we got Don Koeman coming in, right? So why don't you go over a little bit of the Koeman-Ricky Pooch history?
Sure. So Ronald Koeman comes in as coach at the beginning of the season. He tells Ricky Pooch that, you know, look, you're not going to have a position during this season. I'm not going to play you really. So maybe you should go on loan, get some experience, come back. Ricky Pooch opts out of this, and he decides, look, I want to stay here. I want to work hard. This is my play, the place I want to grow. So he decides not to do that.
You know, one thing I would say is, you know, as we talk about the positives for Ricky Pooch, I think that just that narrative there, that Ricky Pooch, when Koeman told him he wouldn't play that much, decided to stay, decided he wanted to prove himself,
of course,
decided that he wanted to show his commitment to Barca, really emphasizes the fact that, one, he loves this club, right? I think no one out there doubts that Ricky Pooch is, you know, a true Barcelona player, and that he has confidence in himself, which I really, which I really admire, right? I mean, you know, as we've gotten to the end of the season and we've seen some of these games where people on the team don't seem that enthusiastic, and it seems ever since the international break that we've kind of lost a level. You know, even today when we put in Ricky Pooch against Levante, sure, he didn't have the greatest performance because he only got 6 minutes at the end of the game, but he was out there running his, you know, backside off, and he was really putting in energy. And so I think, you know, kind of one of those intangible Ricky Pooch has is that, you know, he has this love for the club and this belief in himself and that it's going to work out at Barca that, you know, I think we should acknowledge and
of course
appreciate.
And I think, you know, coming off of that, I think as his positive attitude was wonderful, there was a time in December in which Koeman had called Ricky Pooch a leak. And so that created some maybe bad perception in Koeman's mind. And then there was also some reports about him during training. I'm not sure it was something about a bad attitude or whatnot. But, you know, who knows really what's going on? I've Google searched a ton of this stuff, and it's there's really not a lot of reporting on this. This is just not enough reports, you know, discussing or interviewing anybody. I can't find too much. But you know,
there one thing I do remember Koeman saying is he said that, you know, Ricky needs to improve in a lot of ways.
Yes,
the rhythm of the ball, his physique, his competing, and you know, he said something that Koeman brings up a good point, right? Is that Ricky Pooch needs to be more physical, and that, you know, that's something he can work on, which we also, you know, have to acknowledge, right? Ricky Pooch is a very small player. Of course, people like Messi and Xavi are small and still, you know, are able to obviously become some of the greatest of all times. And so even though Ricky Pooch, you know, has something to work on, I think Koeman there does bring up a good point. And, you know, as we kind of look through the season, Pooch did get some opportunities to play, but it was really limited, right, Yus? I mean, he played against Dynamo Kiev. He played, I think, against the Turkish team. He played against Juventus, right? But all of those were like 25 minutes, 25 minutes, 24 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in terms of his big appearances this season, right? Granada versus Barcelona back in January, 17 minutes. Against Rayo Vallecano, he had 68 minutes. And then, you know, against Alaves, when we won 5-1, he did get a full 90. But, mm-hmm. you know, in the grand scope of the whole season, Ricky Puig really didn't play that much. And I think what, you know, if we look at kind of what makes people upset about the situation, one is that it seems Koeman has some sort of, you know, personal beef. I think by now you guys should have seen the Levante video in which we talk about Mingueza, how after he had that whole spat with Koeman, it seems like Koeman kind of froze up Mingueza. And so, you know, part of the situation here that I think needs to be understood is that it does seem like Koeman will freeze out players without, like, because of a personal beef, which I think kind of leaves a bad taste in our mouth because he's supposed to do whatever is best for the team. And then I think the other big thing with Koeman is that, okay, let's say you don't think Ricky Puig is the, you know, should be an always starter, or always coming off the bench. I mean, with the way we saw Pedri really not improve in the second half of the season and the way he's become so tired and, you know, frankly, a lot more ineffective than he was at the beginning of the season, I think it's clear that other midfielders should have gotten a chance. And if you mm-hmm. look down the pecking order, right, there's really Aleix, who, you know, had that awesome game where he scored a goal and had some assists to Messi. But overall, you know, he's proven ineffective ever since his first two or three games. You look at Pjanic, who I agree with Koeman. Pjanic is not good enough to play. That really leaves you with Ricky Puig as the guy who mm-hmm. should have been subbing on for Pedri some you know, more times throughout the season. Maybe should have taken some appearances from Aleix. And so, you know, when you look at the end of the season, and I don't think we're going to win La Liga now that we lost or we drew with Levante. I mean, it really seems like we just did an awful job of rotating, and that's on the coach. And you know, Ricky Puig is a big part of that story.
Yeah, to add to those points, and I want to bring in a quote from Koeman himself. He says, in that position, being midfield, there's a lot of competition. But maybe in training, he doesn't do enough to make the coaches change his way of thinking. These days, it's not just about quality. You need many other things, too. Now, as you're saying, like, what is Ricky Puig doing that doesn't meet those qualifications, right? And I want to add that Ricky Puig, with his positive attitude, wanting to stay at Barcelona, prove his worth, work hard. He's also came in the Supercopa and stepped up to be the fifth man to take the penalty shot to win that game and scored it and confidently, even though he wasn't getting any playtime, that he did those things, right? He knew that, you know, his team needed him. They needed a fifth goal scorer for the penalty shootout, and he stepped up. He did it. He took it on himself. He said, you know, maybe I haven't been getting those minutes. Maybe I haven't been having enough time on the pitch, but I'm going to do what my team needs me to do and step and do those things, right? And that quote from Koeman doesn't really agree with the actions of Ricky Puig here. I don't know what he's really referring to in training. Is he saying that Ricky Puig doesn't work hard enough? I don't know. His attitude doesn't match that
and
kind of thinking.
It would be hard to like think that's true with how he plays, mm-hmm. right? I mean,
yeah.
Ricky Puig is always a spark plug. You look back to the Barca-Alaves game where we won 5-1. You know, you see Puig and you see the attributes about him that a lot of people like, right? He got a full 90 minutes in that game. His eyes were always up. He was playing, you know, one touch passes, two touch, three touch. He was dribbling with the ball, right? I mean, the good thing about Puig is that he's always covering a lot of ground and he's always looking to bring the ball forward, which is a skill mm-hmm. we haven't had in midfielders for so long. And so I definitely understand where people come from when they want to see more Puig, right? It seems like he has that real quote-unquote Barca DNA in him and that, you know, he's looking to play, you know, an offensive game, whereas, you know, we get a little bit stagnant in some of the games under Koeman and Setien and Valverde. And so, you know, on the merits of Puig and his performance, not just the fact that he's a La Masia talent, I mean, he has the skills that we miss, right? How mm-hmm. many times this season have we been talking about there's a disconnect between the back line and the front three or the front two? We talk about it almost every game where we draw or lose. And so, you know, I think Puig's player profile really fits something we need. But at the same time, you know, there have been games where he hasn't performed well. I mean, I definitely remember Betis versus Barca. I think that was also in February. Like, you know, Pooch was partnered with Busquets and Pjanic, which is really an awful midfield, I think, because Pjanic and Busquets weren't at the time offering much offensively. And, you know, Pooch kind of fell flat, and he didn't play that well, and he got a lot of criticism after that game. And so, you know, I think it has to be a nuanced discussion. At the one time, acknowledging that Pooch, if he got more minutes and was able to develop his play, he could really bring things to this team that we need. And at the other end, you know, I think something we haven't talked about is Koeman and how this whole season, you know, he's basically been skating on thin ice, and how every game has felt like a final. And so he's kind of got locked in this mentality of playing the same team every game, which dooms him, but at the same time saves him from criticism because he's always putting out what he thinks is the best 11.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard when you're going against kind of an idea that if I don't perform well and I don't, you know, I take risks sometimes that it's going to bite me in the rear end here. But we've seen time and time again that Koeman has those opportunities to make, you know, he played Aleix he subbed Aleix in when Busquets got hurt against Atletico. That is, you know, it's a slight risk. Aleix is not super seasoned. He didn't perform very well in that game.
No.
Right? Why is Pooch on the other end not getting any playtime anywhere else, even in these smaller games? We started off this podcast saying, let's clear the air here. None of us have ever said, or either one of us have never said, we don't think Pooch is someone who can come out and make a change in the game. We just are saying that, look, he hasn't had that time. We wish he would have, but he didn't. So it's kind of hard to say as a coach, or even in my head as a coach, you would say, okay, go ahead, Ricky Pooch, and save us the game here, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, taking risks, I think Koeman is a little stagnant, and I think he's trying to do what Valverde kind of did and have predictable lineups. We see that it doesn't work too well, especially coming against teams that decide that they're going to change up their lineups to play against Barcelona. They're going to bolster their defensive line. They're going to prevent Messi from scoring. Sometimes we need a different change of pace. We need to increase a wild card.
Mm-hmm. You know, what we saw, right, especially in that Clasico, is Zidane just knew what to do to defeat the team we're going to put out. And there was no chance that there was going to be some surprise element. And maybe Ricky Pooch in some of these games, Granada or this Levante game, could have added a spark if we put him in a little bit earlier. And, you know, I think sometimes we are a little bit harsh on Ricky Pooch just because, like, there's this, you know, toxic social media of, like, half the people are like, Ricky Pooch needs to play every game. Half of them are like, stop saying Ricky Pooch needs to play every game. And so, you know, sometimes we fall on the side of, hey, we haven't seen Ricky Pooch that much, so he shouldn't be given, you know, game time in big games. But at the same time, you know, I really do hope we get to see Ricky Pooch play a lot more next season and get to see him develop his skills and get more comfortable with the team in these big games.
Yeah, my last comment is, you know, Koeman has shown that he is choosing to play some of these young players. If he had Fati, he'd be playing Fati. He's been playing Aleix. He's been playing Pedri. He played Trincao a few times, right? Dest included. It's not like he isn't deciding to give these people time, these young players time, but he is clearly making a decision not to play Pooch. So that's something I hope to see change, you know, give him a chance. But, you know, to end that, I think that I hope you guys are happier with our little breakdown of Ricky Pooch. We hope to see him.
Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. We really appreciate you guys coming in. Let us know your thoughts below about Ricky Pooch. And let us know what you think his role will be in the team next season. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.